This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Gretch, I know from my own experience that baby making is not always simple. There is a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant. And when you want to conceive, there can be a lack of understanding and resources. Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby with a set of solutions for everything from reproductive health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby. Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible, from ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits. This is baby making simplified. Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, at Target, and select CVS stores near you. That's Frida Fertility, F-R-I-D-A, Frida Fertility.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I love aphorisms, proverbs, koans, fables, and any kind of teaching story. And with those, I've collected my secrets of adulthood. These are the lessons I've learned through time and experience, usually the hard way. I have a huge collection of these secrets of adulthood. In fact, if you have any of your own favorites, please send them my way. I'm thinking of making a book of them. One of my favorite secrets of adulthood is: the opposite of a profound truth is also true. This is a mysterious and powerful aspect of human nature. I want to accept myself and expect more from myself. I want to think about myself so I can forget about myself. I want to use my time efficiently, and I also want to take time to wander and play. An aspect of this secret of adulthood is the ancient idea that sometimes something goes so far in one direction that it circles back on itself in a kind of union of opposites. Because I've thought a lot about this, I was struck by a particular passage from the essay American Goth from the collection Take the Cannoli by American historian, social observer, and writer Sarah Vowell. In it, Vowell is describing her encounter with goth. She writes, "Goths, for those unfamiliar with this particular subculture, are the pale-faced, black-clad, vampiric types with forlorn stares framed by raccoon eye makeup. The name derives, of course, from Gothic, a style, according to my dictionary, emphasizing the grotesque, mysterious, and desolate." Vowell explains that she'd always admired the Goths, and she went in for a private lesson in Goth. Yes, she got a Goth makeover, led by someone with the nickname Mary Queen of Hearts. And here's the passage that I love. Vowell writes, "When I was pondering a good goth name for myself, I paged through my reference books on death and dying, looking for something gruesome. Nothing felt right. Maybe it's because I came of age in the 80s and I've seen Blue Velvet too many times. But to me, the really frightening stuff has nothing to do with ravens and rats. The truly sordid has a sunny, waspy glow. Therefore, I tell them, the most perverse name I can think of is Becky. It turns out that by saying the magic word Becky, I have suddenly moved to the head of the class, goth-wise. As Monique put it, you are understanding the pink of goth. You've skipped a couple levels and went straight to pink. And in fact, there is a term in Urban Dictionary, pink goth, which is a person who is so completely goth to the bone that they don't need to wear black. It's one of my favorite secrets of adulthood. The opposite of a profound truth is also true in goth and in so much else." I'll post a link to some of my favorite secrets of adulthood and also to the book Take the Cannoli by Sarah Vowell. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your day a little happier.
Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep.
Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.